USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims are rising. The Labor Department reports 965,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week, up 181,000 from the previous week's revised level. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News.
We're showing since late August. So that's not moving in the direction we want to be moving in. And I think they can be both at once shocking, but not necessarily surprising.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime economic address on Thursday. He also tweeted on Wednesday, in a bipartisan vote, the House voted to impeach and hold President Trump accountable. Biden continues, now the process continues to the Senate, where he hopes they'll deal with their constitutional responsibilities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.